Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to the table.
A podcast where ain't nothing changed but the weather and also a bunch of other stuff.
Well, yeah, that and the weather is constantly changing.
Yeah, especially here in South Mississippi.
Currently.
It's literally, if you hear thunder,
And a scream shortly followed.
It is thundering.
Right.
We're facing a storm right now. By we, I mean myself, Cody.
And Tyler.
We're your friends.
That's true.
And
y'all.
So Tyler walked in and immediately just broke the mic stand.
Almost immediately.
Twice. So now he's got a backup mic stand, and it's positioned
awkwardly. Yeah.
So if Tyler seems off.
Yeah, if I sound weird, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll fix it the best we can.
I also found out that I took something from work I wasn't supposed to take by accident. Ooh. Not like stole it. I was supposed to sign it back in. And it was just...
So now there's problems. So now you're going to get fired.
Right, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, kidding.
Well,
I was going to ask how you were doing.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
No, I really am good. It was funny the way everything just unfolded. Tyler said, I hope this isn't a foreshadowing of things to come, which I don't think it is. I think we're in for a good show today.
Well, I think so too. And I'm glad that you, the listener, are here to experience that with us today.
Yes, we thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. And we're going to just go ahead and jump right into our segment. What do you think, brother?
Let's do it.
Never Have I Ever.
Oh, my.
This week on Never Have I Ever.
So excited. Love these.
Tyler. Never have I ever seen something that I still can't explain.
I have.
What is that?
100%. I was driving to... There was a time where I lived in Loosedale and worked in Hattiesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving to Hattiesburg from Loosedale on Highway 98. And there was a plane that was super low to the ground. And I'm talking, it was huge. And I was like, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Like, I saw it like in front of me. I was like... This is a big plane. Where are they going to land at? Looked in my rearview mirror. Gone.
Really?
Yes. Could not see it anywhere.
Ooh-wee-oo.
Right. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, I wasn't like tired or anything. Like,
yeah.
I know enough. I saw a plane. Right. I saw a plane. I looked in my rearview mirror. It was gone. And then it wasn't like I didn't hear it. It wasn't super it didn't just fly away really fast.
Yeah.
Like that. It was there. And then it was not.
Wow.
It was very, very, very weird.
Maybe it was something that Elon Musk was doing.
Potentially. Or maybe we live in a simulation. You know, I'm kidding.
We really got the short end of the stick on that one.
Right. I need somebody to redesign my character.
My character model has flaws.
Right.
Well,
we're perfectly made. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hello.
I too have seen something that I really can't explain. I'm sure someone can.
Yeah.
I cannot and could not. It was actually, if you just wind the clocks back way, way back to when Cody was a young lad,
mm-hmm.
and laying in the back seat of a car, my mama was driving, Granny was in the passenger seat, and we were on our way home on Highway 63. And I saw what looked like a shooting star, just falling down.
Yeah.
And it went like if I'm the way that I'm laying in the back seat, it's like flying from my left to right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, a shooting star. And I see it go like behind a tree line way over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the brightest green flash you've ever seen.
Really?
Like neon green, like whoo. And then it just went away. Hmm. It didn't make a sound, obviously, or maybe it did and I just couldn't hear it. But I don't know, did it land? Did it
crash?
Did it blow up?
Right.
I mean, I don't know what happened, but I did
wow.
see that. Sure did.
Wow.
So,
aliens.
Well, so maybe we should ask.
Or a simulation.
Maybe we should ask Adrian. Adrian's probably like, no, that was pizza.
Or like, right. That was a piece of a satellite that fell down or something like that.
And he knows when it happened.
Right,
it
exactly. Like, oh, yeah, that was this model.
Yeah, that
happened because of XYZ.
Right, exactly.
We ought to do that. Adrian, if you're listening, you ought to tell us, bro.
He's not listening. He doesn't love us.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That's not true.
He probably does.
He's great. You look great today, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi.
Yo, Adrian. Hey, Adrian.
All right, let's get into it, brother. I guess I'll go first this week.
Okay.
I want to talk about... adulthood.
Nope. No thanks.
Well,
I will go instead. No, I'm kidding.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a heavy topic. I just really want to know this. Like, I was thinking about it the other day, that I want to know, like, how many of us, and there's only two of us here, so... But
me, you're asking me.
Yeah, do you really consider yourself an adult?
Now I do. Yeah.
Really?
I do now, because and I texted you guys the other day. I said, okay, like, it's official. You know, I'm paying my water and my light bill is in my name.
Yeah.
Like, I have a house, not an apartment, not a place I'm renting. Like, I have a house. I have a car. I'm paying lights and water. I will be paying property taxes this year.
Yeah.
Like, I have a full-blown job. You know, like, I'm as adult as it gets. Well, and I have to remind myself of that.
Well, and factually, that's correct.
Right.
But do you ever have moments where...
Personality-wise?
Where, no, not even that. You just feel like, even though it's true, I'm clearly an adult.
Right.
If you were to go to jail, you would go to jail as an adult.
Yeah,
you know, like, well, you would be tried as an adult.
It's been that way for about 7 years now.
Right. But so you are an adult, but do you ever feel like, man, I'm still a kid just trying to make it? Like, I'm trying to pretend like I'm an adult.
Usually in those moments, it's like, there are moments that are like that, but I mean, more often than not, no, because I've had to remind myself so often that I'm an adult. Usually it's around the presence of other, of actual kids. I'm like, okay, I'm the adult. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
yeah,
if something happens, like, I'm an adult. Like, I'm right. Not going to be looking for another adult. I am an adult. But then I play the Nintendo Switch, you know what I mean? Which is the target audience is children.
Yeah.
But, and there are plenty of adults that have Nintendo Switches, yourself included.
Yeah.
But like whenever I thought of an adult as a kid, I'm like, adults don't play video games, you know? Or like, adults don't watch Disney Plus. Yeah.
Well, I think adults back whenever we were children, they
genuinely did not.
Right. Well, I mean, they didn't have certain things to do. Like, it's almost like being an adult meant something different.
Yeah.
Back then. I'm kind of surprised by your answer. Like, I have times when I'm like, man, I do not feel like an adult right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because
I think of you as way more of an adult than me.
Well, that's why I'm kind of surprised by your answers. Like, if someone were to ask me, hey, does Tyler ever feel this way? I'd be like, oh yeah, for sure. Like,
well, I mean, don't get me messed up. Like, I definitely do have moments where I don't feel like I'm an adult, but it's not as often as you're probably thinking it is.
Yeah.
Just because I think everything adulty has happened to me this past year, you know, like in the past 12 months.
Yeah.
In terms of getting my own house and stuff like that, you know, like I've really felt like more of an adult here lately.
So for me, it's like, I clearly am an adult.
Right.
And there's things that I do every day that I only do because I'm an adult.
You have a wife.
Yeah. But it's like, it's weird because you know how things are whenever you sit down and just like think about it.
Yeah.
I feel there's things that I do as an adult where more often than not.
Am I doing this right?
Well, it's like, I'm doing this, but I'm only doing it because it's what adults do.
Right.
I don't necessarily feel like an adult.
So wait, elaborate on that. What do you mean? Like, what are some of those things?
So like, whenever we recently paid taxes.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have a clue what I'm doing, but I know I have to. I know that there's certain things to do, but while I'm not confident while doing it, I guess. It's like,
right.
I don't have the confidence of, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm going to do this.
That's how I felt about getting the water in my name. She's like, you need to pay a deposit, yada, yada, yada. And I was like, is this where I pay my water bill? I like walked in there like so confused.
Right.
So yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, but I feel like, because there's also this lingering, like, there's one thing I'm missing before I evolve into a full-fledged adult. like, I feel like, is this it? Is this adulthood? Like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Because I'm like, I paid my car tag, you know? Like,
yeah.
I did that. I do that. You know, I land taxes, water, insurance, power, house note, you know? Like,
yeah.
No, that's everything. Like, I feel like I'm missing something, you know? But that's literally it.
Yeah, it just seems like, because I think about it sometimes, like, it's usually when I'm in a situation like right now, I know what to do and I'm going to do it because I'm an adult, but I feel like I feel it kind of like a kid that's just about to try to fake it through this.
I kind of have a theory.
Until I make it.
Now, I'm sorry, hold up.
Tyler's having to adjust something he broke earlier.
No, it was already like this, and it wasn't. That's why I was trying to fix it. But anyway, I have a theory that since we're verbally processing it, I think that a reason that we struggle with this mindset sometimes is that, like, as a kid, we're like, okay, an adult is somebody who has authority. An adult is a grown-up who has their own stuff, who, like, that's somebody we respect. That's somebody who is independent. That's someone who doesn't really have a boss over them, you know?
Yeah.
And so whenever we, like, moved out and stuff like that, like, and became adults and, like, went and did our own thing, we're just like, okay, yeah, we're adults now. But I think the times that we struggle with that is probably when we want somebody to tell us what to do because we're not confident in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not an adult yet. I don't know what to do. I need somebody to tell me what to do about this kind of thing. But then it's like, nah, you on your own.
I just think about, like, whenever I was a kid on the school bus, if I would have saw someone 30 years old,
yeah,
that person is they are an adult. Like, yeah, they got it going on. And here I am about to be 30
in
my next birthday. And it's like, man, they really didn't know what they were doing, you know?
Right.
Like, you look at it with a different lens, I guess.
Well, social media also has an effect on that. That's true. Know, everybody only shows the life that they want you to see.
Yeah.
You know, if it looks like they got it going on, they probably don't.
Right.
But right. Not only that, I think another thing is that whenever, because we be living in a small town, we've pretty much grown up with a lot of the same people. You know, we've seen them since we were young. You know,
mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to imagine them as adults because we still, like, we've seen them grow up. Whereas if you look at somebody else who's a 30-year-old, like, okay, yeah, that looks like a 30-year-old, you know, like there's some people that, like, I can't, like, they look 30, but then, like, people I grew up with, I'm like, I have a hard time believing that we're like mid to late 20s. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause we don't look like it, just not because we don't look old, but it's just, you can't imagine us looking at what we imagined 25-year-olds looking like, you know?
Well, and the fact that there's, you know, again,
waiting for that glow up.
Well, it's like whenever I was a kid, you had 25-year-olds who had multiple children. Like,
right.
Married and had multiple children. Like, can you imagine? But, like, those were adults with kids.
Yeah.
And it's like, here I am. I can't imagine having multiple kids.
No.
It's just crazy. It's something like,
he said, Tyler's enough.
Well, there's, right. I already have someone to break the mic stand.
Right, exactly.
It's just one of those things. It's crazy where, like, there are, now don't get me wrong, and I should clarify this, there are some situations where I'm, like, super confident, I'm good, and I know what I'm doing, and adult or otherwise, I just know.
Yeah.
But it's just funny, like, I'll find myself, like, again, the most recent one was paying taxes, like, I am sitting here and I am a nervous little child in this adult man's body. You know what I'm saying?
I think for me, the part where I struggle the most is, like, the permission to do things.
Oh, yeah.
Like I have time off at work and I take a week off. If I wanted to, I could fly wherever I wanted to.
Yeah.
I could go to Canada if I got a passport. Legally, there is nothing stopping me. Like, I just need to get a passport and purchase the ticket. Whereas the inner Tyler is like, is mom going to be okay with that? You know, like I still feel like I have to ask her permission. I mean, I would probably let her know just for the sake of just like, hey,
well,
leaving the country kind of thing.
That's one thing, but you don't have to ask permission.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like that, it's just that, like, you never, I don't, sometimes I'm reminded, I'm like, oh yeah, I can do this. Oh yeah, I can stay out past 10 on a Monday night.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like just in those moments, I'm reminded, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I am an adult. I'm not going to get in trouble for this.
Well, and it's also, if family, out of love or whatever, tends to kind of like overstep and they're like, you need to do this. Ooh. Or you shouldn't do this. It's like, those are the moments when I feel like, hey, I'm an adult.
See, that's the opposite for me.
Are you serious?
That's what I revert to, like, my child. I should have been doing this.
No. I'm like, look, if it's not wrong, if you're wrong, you know you're wrong.
Well,
but if it's like, but if it's like, you don't need, like, out of the blue, you don't need to blah, blah, blah. It's like, first of all, I'm grown. Like, I'm an adult. Don't come at me like you would have if I was a child.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, when it comes to like being a productive member of society, sometimes I feel like a kid in a grown man's body.
Yeah, see, and it's crazy that we're the opposite on that, because I feel fine on those. Like, because I think it's just because because you know Dad, he's very like adamant about like, make sure you pay blah 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 blah, make sure you yada yada yada, and so he will remind me constantly about stuff that I needed to do as an adult.
Yeah.
Whereas had they just been like, okay, you're on your own kind of thing, you know, I would have never remembered. Yeah. probably would have been arrested for tax evasion or something.
Right. I'm also very surprised at the way things have played out.
The like, adulting, the actual adulting, the taxes, the this, that, and the other. Like none of that bothers me. Like I can figure that stuff out. I think it's also because I work at a mortgage company.
Yeah.
Like I'm exposed to that kind of stuff and I'm like, okay, you gotta do this. I know about property taxes.
Right.
I know about escrow, I know about insurance. Like I know all of this stuff that's gotta go down. So I've been exposed to it for like 3 years now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Especially working in like the banking before that, like with like checking accounts, credit cards, loan numbers and stuff like that.
Just let it fall. If it goes out of the way, it just goes out of the way.
Okay.
And what were you saying?
I'm waiting for it to fall.
Just push it down. There you go.
Okay. But yeah, being exposed in the bank and stuff like that, I'm totally used to it at this point. So but I also don't do a whole lot of traveling, you know, outside of southern Mississippi. So that's why going on that trip to Birmingham, like for my birthday 2 or 3 years ago, was like a big deal for me because that's the first time I'd ever planned a trip by myself outside of Mississippi, like for a vacation. You know what I mean? Like that was the first time I'd ever done anything like that. And I didn't ask for my parents' permission. I told them, I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm going to be gone for my birthday. I'm going to Birmingham just to hang out with some friends, you know? And they were just like, well, we'll be careful.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't stop me. Like legally they can't.
Right.
But, it was a great time. I'm like, yeah, I'm an adult. I can do this.
I pay
taxes.
Right. I went through a phase and when I was like 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
Where
you said, I'm an adult.
I would just say like, I'm grown. And it was my reasoning for doing the things I was doing. My mom hated it. Like, and she, and it, recently, I don't remember the details surrounding it, of course, but even recently she brought it up and, I look back at that now as an adult and I'm like, I cringe at it, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Cause it's like, I guess that's one of the things, there are certain things that
I use it in funny moments.
Oh yeah, of course.
Like, yeah, I'm an appetizer. I'm an adult.
I'm an adult.
I pay taxes.
Right. But I was doing it as like, you need to realize and recognize.
Nah,
I'm grown.
Nah, my mom will pop me upside the head.
But, I look back at that and I guess a sign that I am an adult is looking back at that and being able and cringing, knowing that that was not wise.
Right.
Well, so there's things like that that do make me feel like an adult. But anyway.
Well, another thing too that I thought about was like, we, like Dad didn't make us get a job or anything like that. He wasn't like, if you want to blah, 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 you're going to get a job. But if there's stuff that we wanted that were not necessities, we went and paid for it.
Yeah.
So to do that, we got a job. So me and Brittany both got a job like as quickly as we could. And so I had been working since I was 14. Like I worked at the auction house for free for a little while and then for tips and then for like $20 a night and then for 40 and then for 60. And that went on for like two or three years. And then I finally was old enough to get a job at Walmart. And I did.
Yeah, you did.
And I was there for a couple of years, but after I started working at Walmart, I had to file taxes. I probably would have had to file taxes at the auction house, but I don't know.
I don't think so.
We're going to pretend like those were favors or what. I don't know. Scratch that. IRS, you didn't hear anything.
Tyler did not work at the auction.
Right, I did not. I volunteered there.
Right.
In exchange for funds every now and then.
And the occasional nachos.
Right. Ooh, no, they were not occasional. They were very frequent.
Rightfully so.
Right. No, but I worked at Walmart. And then, so ever since I've been like 16 or 17, I've had to file taxes.
Yeah.
Like I've used the same lady every year for the past almost 10 years like to do my taxes, and so of course she knows my family and stuff like that, and I just walk in there with my W-2 and I'm just like,
here you go.
W-2, and I'm just, here you go, you know,
here it is,
right?
Give me a refund.
What's going on this year? I'm just like, you know, I'm living on my own, blah 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 blah, like, so I guess I've like, that's why that aspect of it doesn't really bother me as much.
Yeah, I feel that. So we're both children
basically.
Yeah. Okay, good. Tyler, what's your topic?
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
So,
here we go.
I kind of want to play another game this week.
Oh, okay.
And we may have done this before, but we're going to, I feel like our answers may have changed.
Okay.
We're going to do this or that.
This or that.
This or that. Okay. I'm going to give you two options, and you're going to select which one you would rather, or which one you prefer.
Which one I prefer, right.
Yes, yes. Okay. Like I said, I think we've done something like this in the past, but we may not have done exactly the same questions, and our answers may have updated since then. And we're also better podcasters now. So
yeah, that's
true. We'll have conversations about
this. Even though we break pieces of equipment and things slide down out of the way.
Well, our podcasting skill has nothing to do with my clumsiness.
I don't know what happened to it.
Same.
It just is what it is, but we'll fix it. Anyway.
All righty, Cody, pizza or burgers?
Pizza.
What?
Yes.
You answered that way too quick.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Okay.
Pizza is like, it's the one.
Yeah, but like, there's so few variety, I feel like.
I don't need many varieties. Like, I don't eat varieties.
That's right. Like, you could just eat like the same thing.
I could go like back and forth between pepperoni, cheese, and meat lover. I could just rotate those and be perfectly happy. The issue would be the heartburn. Got to have some Tums.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to be able to have a lot of Tums to chase that with.
I feel like I'm going to choose burgers.
I think so.
I love pizza, but I feel like it's not, like I could eat a whole pizza. You know what I mean? Like I feel like it's not filling. I feel like that's very much empty, junk food.
And ironically, burgers are smaller.
Which is crazy, yeah. Right? Like, but I think it's because pizzas are also super thin.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just flattened out pieces of dough. But like,
do you eat pizza upside down?
No. Yeah, I do fold it in half.
Well,
like Brooklyn style.
Worse things have happened.
Yeah. There wasn't a week. It was probably a little longer than that.
Yeah, it was longer than, I know what you're saying. It was longer.
No,
than
I ate it backwards.
I was literally about.
No, that I did do to be petty.
From crust first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it for an extended period of time.
So I was trying to get there.
Yeah, no,
and I 100% did that. And say that that is the equivalent.
Epitome of like death. Like
I was.
All bad things in the world, evil.
Okay, so when you see something bad or negative in the world, just know that Tyler is the reason. Tyler eating his burgers upside down and pizza crust first. You are a monster. Do you realize
Stop
that?
It. The pizza thing I really did do out of spite to bother people. But the burger thing was like a strategic habit that I developed at a young age that just stuck with me.
How do you explain the dipping the pizza in Sprite? Because that's what I was originally going to get to.
Oh, no.
Whenever I said I knew where you were going.
Okay, hold on. It's not the pizza. It's the pizza crust. Okay. Get it right. I'm not dipping marinara and
so
cheese.
So you're not even dipping the good part in Sprite.
Well,
you're dipping the nasty part.
Exactly.
Making it worse.
No, it makes it better.
It's soggy.
No, it's not.
Acidic.
I don't let it soak in there. I don't let it get moist like an Oreo.
What in the world? I hate that sentence, and I hope it's never said again. Good grief.
No. Okay, so whenever I was at college.
How dare you.
We were at USA, we would eat at the CAF a lot. And we
the
would,
what?
The CAF, the cafeteria.
Oh.
We called it the CAF.
I thought you were mistaken. I was like,
hip.
I was like, Tyler, just call it a cafe.
No, cafe. And then we called it CAF.
Losers.
Cafeteria.
Yeah. The Fresh.
The Fresh. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
The Fresh. We went to the Fresh a lot.
Cats.
You know what? This is my story. This is my time. You leave me alone. Not to be confused with the actual cow.
It's right. The calf. Not the calf. The cafe. The calf.
The Fresh.
The Fresh.
We went to the Fresh all the time, obviously, to eat lunch. And our friend Val, shout out to Val.
Shout
much love
Val.
For you, Val.
Hello.
She took her pizza crust and dipped it in Sprite. And I wasn't appalled. Everybody else was appalled. I was just like, huh. I was like, why? She goes, it's so good. It adds like a lime, lemon flavor. And she goes, it doesn't make it soggy. It's just like a little.
I love a little lime and lemon with my pizza.
Crust, a pizza crust. Whenever you say pizza, it implies the whole cheese and marinara.
Might
That's
well
not what
be.
Happened. No, it was just the crust. So I took the flavorless crust because it had no flavor on it whatsoever. It was literally just like dry, burnt bread because it's the Fresh.
The cafeteria food.
It's the calf. Yeah. And so
the fresh calf.
Right, the fresh calf. My calves after leg day.
The fresh calf was my nickname in high school.
No, so I took it and I tried it. It still had its crispiness because I literally just dipped it in there and it had a nice, like, I don't want to say moist because that makes people gross, but it's like
makes people feel gross.
Well, it also makes people gross because that's like their whole personality trait. They're like, ugh, yeah. Moist.
Yeah.
No, stop it. It's not that bad of a word. Anyway, it like gives like a coating of lemon lime wetness. I don't know. Like it, not dryness. There we go. That's better than moist.
You're disgusting.
It's not soggy. It's still crispy. It's good. And I don't do it with like Pizza Hut crust. I would do it to like.
Oh, so you do it discriminately.
Yes, absolutely. Only if the crust is like dry and flavorless because it really does add. And it's only if I do it with Sprite. I've done it with Coke and it's not that good.
Oh, boo.
Right. Sprite is where it's at. You do take Sprite. Sprite. Yeah, lemon lime.
Okay. Yeah. Well, pizza is my answer. This or that. Spriteless pizza.
Reading a book or watching a movie?
Watching a movie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So here's the thing. I only just rediscovered my love for reading a book, but I definitely, like I would definitely watch it. Okay, let me try again. It would definitely depend on what I'm trying to accomplish. Like,
okay.
Because more, like I could turn my brain off and watch a movie. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. if I'm reading, my imagination is going wild and my brain is all over the place because there's no pictures there. There's just the words. So
your books don't have pictures?
No, they do not.
Well, mine do.
The images are like playing out in my head and I'm like watching this go down.
Theater of the mind.
Right. Literally. Like, I know it's cliche, but it's literally all engrossing. And I'm just, yeah. it's an event. Like, I can't just casually read. Like, I have to have like time where I put headphones in and I'm putting on very chill instrumentals. And I'm reading like that is
what you read while listening to music.
Instrumentals only. But yes.
But music.
But if I don't, like, I get too distracted.
Well, that's ironic.
I know, right?
Tyler, you are a fascinating creature.
I guess that's the word we can use. Yeah. But wow. I literally, like, even if I'm outside of my hammock, like, I have to be playing music, like, just reading. Because if not, there'll be dead silence. And even while I'm reading, my brain will just wander off somewhere.
Huh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Nothing wrong with reading, and you must read.
Well, that's why I would rather watch a movie, because I can, even if it's something I haven't seen for the first time, I can observe it.
But you said you would rather read.
No, I said that when I read, I said it depends on what I'm doing. Because if I'm watching a movie, I can turn my brain off. If it's something I haven't seen before,
yeah.
I can still just look and not really, like I can just grasp like key points. But if it's something I have seen before, I can just do something, like yeah. do something else or just like be on my phone or something like that, you know?
I read for educational and yeah. like studying purposes.
Right, right, but of course.
I don't read to
recreationally
to like, yeah. I don't enjoy that. Now, granted, I yeah. don't do it with music.
Right.
I just read like as you would, you know?
Yeah.
But
I think the quietness is what would make it harder for me though.
Yeah.
But I also like the imagination part of it. Super, super cool. And that's why I understand why people are like, oh, the book was better than the movie. It's because their imaginations are crazy.
Yeah.
They're imagining this epic fight scene, and then they see it in the movie, and they're just super disappointed.
It's different. It could be literally 100%. Amazing, but it's just different from what you imagine.
It could be a word-for-word adaptation in the movie. Like, yeah. every description was right, every line was said appropriately with the right inflection, and it will still never be enough for somebody who read the book because their imagination was out just... Yeah. outdid the director.
I agree. 100%. I agree with that 100%.
Well, that's why it's like if I'm watching a movie or reading a book, like I can't just be like, I can't watch the movie, then I can't read the book and watch the movie adaptation or something. I definitely have to learn how to separate it.
Oh yeah.
Like
in order to have a good time.
Well, and I've done that before, but like as far as either or, I would rather watch a movie for that reason because yeah. I can be invested or just turn my brain off.
I feel that.
But I'm glad that I live in a world where I can do both.
Yeah, for sure. And add music.
Right. Fast food or sit-down restaurant?
Sit-down restaurant.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Fast food is hot garbage that tastes so good, but it's so bad for you. And I love it so much.
Oh, my Lord.
But so, if I had to pick one, it would absolutely be a sit-down restaurant.
I will acknowledge that sit-down restaurants definitely have way better food. But for me, I would prefer fast food.
Why?
Because... there are a ton of options. I'm thinking in the sense of like for like big groups. Like for there's a lot of sit down restaurants. It's hard to accommodate big groups. Fast food, everybody can go get fast food and like meet up somewhere, or like it's very casual. Even if I'm by myself, I can do it on the go. I can't get Texas Roadhouse and drive down the road with it. You know what
I mean? Yeah, you
can. I'm not going to get Texas Roadhouse and drive down the road with it, you know? I'm going to stop at Cane's before I stop at Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yes.
Right? That's like, I think just the overall convenience for when I'm by myself, the accommodation for big groups, the variety and inexpensiveness of it.
The, I think the big groups,
the low cost.
I think the big groups thing fall short because, like, if you have a big group, you're most likely, if you're going out to eat, you're most likely not going to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
You're going to a larger, yeah. I mean, not a larger, but a sit down place because they have specific dining areas.
True.
As opposed to, like, if we had a big group and we were going to Wendy's,
yeah.
Space is very limited.
Right.
So that's that. Yeah.
That, well, I understand. I feel that.
Yeah.
I definitely do love sit down restaurants.
But. Oh, yes. Well, especially if they're serving a nice steak.
Ooh.
Or some nice wings.
Ooh, an appetizer.
Or perhaps a burger.
Ooh.
That you eat right side up.
I guess we're going to find out.
Yep. Well, we know you lost the polls.
Right.
So
I'm surprised more people, like, I'm surprised not more people voted for me, though. I'm really glad.
I knew there would be some who would vote for me and say that I was, and some, as you said, reached out to you and said both. We should both be ashamed.
Yeah, I understand.
But it went about the way I expected. Oh, well.
Pool or the beach?
The pool.
Really?
Absolutely.
What?
Yes, indeed.
No.
Oh, yes.
So why is that?
Well, for one, there's fresh water in the pool and not salt water that stings you and makes you hurt.
Yeah, I love fresh chlorine water.
Yep, love it. It smells good. It feels better.
It feels great in my eyeballs.
Well, you don't open your eyes underwater.
Yes, you do.
Why?
To see.
So you're gonna. Why do you need to see?
Why else go underwater?
To cool off your head? And there's also
you look around, you explore.
You can literally stand on the edge of the pool and look around and explore. You can.
You got to see where you're going.
I know. I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting there in the pool.
You don't swim.
I mean, if I do, I can see where I'm going. That's the beauty of the pool.
Not if you don't open your eyes.
I ain't got to put my head underwater to see where I'm going.
If you're underwater swimming.
See, Tyler, this is one of those situations where I feel like an adult and you are clearly being a child. Because I'm thinking about, like, oh, a nice pool. Let me just relax. And you're like, I want to swim underwater.
Adults can open their eyes underwater.
Yeah, but why would you do it? So if you do it at the beach, you're going to get salt water in your eyes rather than chlorine.
I love that burn.
Well, no, that's dumb.
I'm kidding.
Plus, there's no sharks.
Right.
Well, no megalodon in the pool.
Fair.
Hopefully.
Right.
Now, there have been.
Unless you have, like, a toy, action figure.
Which would be dope.
Right. That ought to be the next merch.
Right. Now, you do have the danger of, apparently, and depending on where you live, alligators just roaming into your pool.
I have seen animals sneak in through pipes, like snakes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is why we open our eyes to make sure.
No.
He said we walk by faith, not by sight.
I chill by faith. I'm just chilling, like, minding my own.
So for me, like, a pool implies that I'm at somebody else's house because neither of us own a pool. And so there's a time constraint there. And there's also the awkwardness, and there's not as much liberty.
Well, it depends.
With pool mannerisms.
Or you could be on vacation, and you're staying at a place on the beach that has a pool, and instead of going to the beach, you go to the pool.
Yeah.
Which is what I did.
But, and this is just for me personally, for my own personal reasons, because, of course, I picked the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I just love, like, I don't know, something about walking out into the sand. And just, like, the clean sand and then the nice waters. Like, the sounds are relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh breeze, the smell, like, the combination of it all. Especially if you get a nice secluded area.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's
you can
the
just,
best.
Like, wade out in the water. Like, you can choose to be just, like, ankle deep. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to fully submerge yourself. There's a message there.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hey. Ha! And, but, yeah. Hey! But, yeah. It's just.
Like, and I agree with those statements. It's just. If I had to pick one or the other, it would absolutely be the pool.
I will say, though, one thing that I don't like is I do not feel confident in just laying on a floaty and, like, closing my eyes because I'll be swept out to sea.
Right.
So I do acknowledge that the pool has its benefits, like, there. And there's also, like, a safe diving area. Like, if you have a deep pool.
Yeah.
You know, like, if it's, like, an in-ground pool, like, you can there's that safe, deep water.
My experience with the beach has been tainted. I need to go back.
Yeah.
Because last time I was at the beach, I was also dying on the inside.
Right.
From the whole diabetes thing.
Right.
And had a horrible.
Ooh, but God.
Ooh, ha.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for healing.
But, yes, Jesus. Yes. But I had a less than ideal time, like, personal, like, in my body. Now, I enjoy being on the beach. I enjoy being in the water. And I was actually thinking, like, while out there, I'm like, man, this is so nice. Mm-hmm. I wish I didn't feel so bad, you know? Right. So I really do need to go back and,
absolutely.
And get that experience
maybe
out
we'll
of my
sway
mind.
Them. Maybe we'll sway them, folks.
Maybe so.
Online shopping or in store?
Online shopping, baby. Yes, indeed.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, it's so crazy. I say it's crazy, but like, it's just funny how much we differ on these things.
It is, but it's also
it's kind of expected.
It's to be expected,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, in this one specifically, not too long ago, we touched on.
I know
why you.
I figured we wouldn't do that much, but I I'm definitely an impulse buyer.
Yes, you are.
But I do acknowledge that the online shopping has its benefits because it usually has exactly what you're looking for.
Yep.
Whereas a store, you don't usually know. Even their app's not that accurate. Like, you go in there, they could have just ran out. Like, oh, we can order this for you and it'd be here. No, I want to buy it now.
Right. But see, my thing is, like, with a store, no matter what, mm-hmm. you have to go there.
Yeah.
You have to drive.
Whereas, I like that experience.
And, right, yeah. But for someone like me who likes staying at home, it's like, okay, I'm going to get online.
Yeah.
They may or may not have it. If they don't, cool, I'll go look somewhere else. Somebody has it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And I have it show up at your doorstep.
And I can choose, do I want it tomorrow? Do I want it later today?
Well, you guys have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I do not.
But you can get Amazon Prime.
For like $100 a year.
That's not that much. $100 a year?
They must have changed it, I think.
No, I said $100 a year is not that much.
Oh.
Even if it was, I don't know.
But it's all at one time.
I don't know. Sarah has.
Oh, no, they have monthly options too. Still, I don't know. I'll look into it, but
Sarah
also
has Amazon Prime on her account. I don't have Amazon Prime.
I don't know if I would be able to justify Prime. Like, because I definitely see the benefits of it. If I had Prime, I would definitely do it more. I don't know. It's kind of a paradox.
It is, because you have Books a Million thing.
That was unintentional.
Yeah.
That one happened by accident.
That was also avoidable. Tyler tried to save a dollar and wound up spending many more because he didn't want to say no.
That's very true. Did I talk about that on here?
I don't know. I think you may.
I think I have. Well, I accidentally got a Books a Million membership. If you want to know more, hit me up on Instagram. Links in the description below.
You can do that, and he'll be happy to tell you more about it.
I would be happy to tell you more about it. Cats or dogs?
Ooh.
Because here's the thing. We both know the answer. We both love dogs.
I love dogs.
But we both own cats.
But it's interesting you bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been an internal discussion here in the Do-It household.
Yeah.
Of we obviously have Link. We have a cat. His name is Link.
Right.
And we love him. Mm-hmm. He's chill. He does what he does.
Yeah.
But we've also been talking about, man, it would be great.
To have something to give you affection.
Yeah. And it would be great. Like, we'll see these dogs on TV, and it's like, no, that's a good boy.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I remind you of my last experience with a dog.
Yeah.
It was not good. It brought out the worst in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have even recently entertained the idea of, like, well, what would it be like to have a dog here outside?
Yeah.
He would immediately get hit by a car.
No, don't think that.
He would. Because, like, he would have to either stay in this yard, which isn't going to happen, because I'm not going to put him on a chain.
Yeah.
So if he goes literally any direction, he's now in town and going to get hit by a car.
Yeah.
It's not like he has a bunch of woods he can run around or that he's going to just stay here. So because I had the opportunity recently, this is what really kind of spurred it on. I was walking around at work looking at buildings because I inspect them.
Right.
And I cleared the corner of one, and laying there on the ground was this dog. And it wasn't like a young, brand new puppy, but it wasn't full grown either.
Mm-hmm.
It was a puppy, though. And he's just chilling. He's laying there. And I was like, oh, he's so cute, you know? And I went over there and I, like, pet him. And I was like, hey, fella, what's going on? And I didn't have any food, but I could tell by looking at him, I was like, he's been fed. Mm-hmm. I think he belonged to somebody because he had obviously not been starving. And when I went to give him a belly rub, he knew exactly what to do. He, like, assumed the position.
Right.
So it's like he's been shown love before, but for some reason he's here. And I, like, sent pictures to Sarah and stuff, and I was like, you know, here's this dog, and he's really cool, and I like him, but, I mean, I can't bring him home.
Right.
You know, I wish I could. And I don't know. Just,
well, it also requires somebody to be here enough to take care
exactly.
of them.
Exactly. And I,
because if you're not, if you're going to bring them inside, you'd have to walk them.
Yeah.
You'd have to either take them out to take poops or leave them in a kennel.
Yeah.
Or like let them poop inside your house, which no good.
No.
You know, it's definitely hard because I, we're both dog people, but we're not in position to own dogs.
That is the predicament in one statement.
Yeah.
We're both dog people, but we're not in the position to own dogs.
Now, don't get it twisted, though. We love our cats.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Love Link. Love Mochi.
Love Mochi, Moch, and Link. Love you so much. Moving on, sleep in the quiet or with some noise?
Ooh, noise, brother. Yeah.
Same.
Oh, really?
Same.
Okay, good.
So here's the thing, though. I can sleep in the quiet, but more often than not, my brain starts going. Like, that's my brain gets active because my eyes are closed. It's like, okay, now time to X, Y, Z. Think about this, 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 and this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily bad things, but just like, or like even like criticisms or anything like that. But
life,
just like
adulthood.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I usually put on something that I haven't seen before, or I have seen before, like a movie or like a YouTube video or something like that. And I'll have my screen time out at a certain time, and I'll let that play as background noise while I fall asleep.
I completely understand.
Yeah. Like if I had a big fan that made loud noise, I would probably use that. Like, cause I've done that at my house, my dad's house, our dad's house, whenever I lived there. But I do not have an industrial fan.
Whenever, before me and Sarah got married, I slept with the TV on.
Yeah.
No fan, a little bit of volume coming out of the TV, and sometimes a lamp. Because I had some issues, like, spiritually, where I was, like, struggling with, like, I didn't like being in the dark.
I remember that.
Yeah. It was a horrible time in my life. Well, then I get married, and Sarah's like, all of these things have to go.
Really?
She's
the
like,
TV too?
Yeah, we don't sleep with the TV on.
Oh, wow.
She's like,
I can sleep with the TV on.
She's like, I can't have any light.
When I stay the night here, I sleep with the TV on.
Yeah, I understand. I have been there. And and just a little inside baseball, when Sarah's not here, I too sleep with the TV on.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm so used to her being here. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. No, I understand entirely.
But she was like, yeah, I can't have the TV on. Also, we're going to be sleeping with fans because they make noise. And I'm like, I'm never going to be able to sleep. She said, yes, you will. You'll get used to it. Now, bro, I have like, I need all the fans. I need all the noise. We have, so the room is, the darker we can get it, the better.
Blackout curtains.
We have those. We have a ceiling fan going, a fan on her side of the bed, a fan on my side of the bed. And sometimes I have went into the bathroom and just turned on like the vent and just let it roar.
No, I haven't done that one. But like I don't necessarily have to have the TV on. I just have to have that white noise.
Yeah.
But like I can't put on like a podcast because then I get too invested.
Right.
Like it has to be something that I'm like,
especially if it's this podcast.
Right, exactly.
Way too invested.
Too intriguing.
Yeah.
Like too engaging.
Right.
You never know what's gonna happen.
Wake up, Tyler.
Right. Tyler. Ew. No.
Tyler.
No. It wakes up like screaming from a nightmare. No, but like I definitely would have to like put on like a YouTube video, and I'll just leave it like face up. Like if that's on my phone, I'll leave it face up on the nightstand.
Yeah.
And so like the light, and I'll turn away from the light so
not
the light doesn't bother me. It'd be plugged in. It's been a while since my phone's like been dead at like
has it really?
Times. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I also have a wireless charger at work.
That's helpful.
So like I just leave it on the wireless charger whenever it
needs
to be charged.
Love that.
Yeah. I just pick it up whenever I need to do whatever, you know.
That is most helpful.
Probably killing my battery, but whatever.
It's fine.
Right. I'll just get a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a new phone.
Right. But yeah, that's where I'm at. Let's see here. Drawn animation or CGI?
Ooh.
I know.
Okay, so hear me out.
Okay.
For the things I grew up on that were drawn animation, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Do not remake it in CGI. But for stuff like that's already CGI, I love it.
Nice.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so if there was a new Disney movie that they announced that had this amazing plot, and you're like, ooh, I really want to see that, would you prefer it to be CGI or animated?
I would prefer it to be CGI at this point.
Yeah.
But if
they haven't really released a new animated movie.
Right. Like, well, and if they did, I wouldn't be mad about it.
Right.
Because you would have to assume it's going to be good quality.
It would be hard to have it live up to the standards that we have now.
Yeah.
Like you see movies like Frozen 2, like Moana and stuff like that, that have all these high textured CGI like animations. Even Finding Nemo, we were just talking about, you know, like they have like all these beautiful, gorgeous animations and we're just like, wow. And then you think about like a hand-drawn thing. That's like, yes, it's great, but like it's hard to compare the two.
Yeah.
So it could be just because there's only so far that hand-drawn animation can go before it's like too taxing for the artist to continue for every shot. At that point, you might as well just shoot a live-action video.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or CGI it.
Yeah. Or you could do that.
Well, because originally I had thought that like hand-drawn, you know what I mean? Like it requires quote-unquote more skill because they're drawing everything. But like as we watch documentaries on the CGI stuff, like there's so much that goes into it. Like it's not just plugging something in a computer and like moving it around. Like they spend weeks on like 3 seconds worth of shot.
Exactly.
You know? Like that alone is just like was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
They did another behind-the-scenes thing with, what was it? I think it was... I don't remember, but I'll look it up and we need to watch it.
Okay.
But they did a behind the scenes thing on another CGI.
I love that stuff.
Me
man.
Too.
Behind the scenes
me
stuff.
Too.
Oh my word.
It just really makes you appreciate it more.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
for sure.
When you find out what almost made it in or like the story behind something that did make it in. You know, it's just like, oh, there it is. There's that part that girl animated for like 4 weeks that she had to redo like 40 times.
And we watched the movie. We're like, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. And you're just like, wow.
Wow.
You know, like you always think that, okay. This group of people is doing this. This group of people is doing that. You don't ever think that it's like, okay, they're assigned these little portions and stuff like that. And there's different animators and just like it has to go and be approved. Like, I don't know. I just really appreciated it. So I think I'm going to pick CGI personally.
Same.
So let's see here. Comedy or action movies? Just between those two genres.
I don't know. If it's clean comedy, then clean. But it's so hard to find a comedy movie that's clean.
Yeah.
But it's also hard to find an action
movie that's not too violent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, when I think of... I like a mixture of both.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Because...
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And a good example of that, granted, it's not, like, a phenomenal movie, but, like, Courageous. Is a really good movie. It's the one made by the people that made Fireproof.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it is like a cop movie, but it's also like, it's faith-based and it's not the best thing out there.
Right.
But it's good.
And it's family friendly.
Right. So I like that a lot.
Yeah.
You can enjoy something like that, but.
I think that's one reason why I hold so tightly to Disney, just because you know they're going to be family friendly.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be like, the jokes may be a little like, kitty, but like they're gonna be safe, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I really enjoy that.
In a perfect world for me to pick one or the other, I would like a good clean action movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With no cursing.
Right. And I don't want to see anyone's head get
we
cut
should
off.
Make that.
Go for it, bro. I don't have the budget.
We could make it with our iPhones.
Yeah, we could.
We literally could.
Someone has, I'm sure. But I'm not a seasoned actor.
It do not matter.
Apparently.
Right.
Sorry, that was a little shit.
Okay, I have a couple more, but I think we're going to wrap it up with one more. Chips and salsa or chips and cheese dip?
Chips and cheese dip.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I was worried. I was going to be like, okay, Cody, we're too different.
Here's the thing.
We have to split ways.
Chips and cheese dip, there's a reason they charge for the cheese dip.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The cheese dip is like...
Never fails.
Right.
Never fails.
And if it does, it's crushing. Whereas if you get bad sauce, it's like...
Okay. Yeah.
Again.
Right.
Like,
right. Like, okay, it's free.
Right.
I guess.
I can...
What am I going to do? Send it back?
Right.
Please give me a different free sauce.
Can I get it that comes out of the same batch?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Ugh. Yeah, for sure, chips and queso.
Yeah.
100%. However, now, be not confused. I love chips and salsa. I love.
My standards are too high for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't like watery salsa.
I don't either.
I don't like chips that are, like, not flavored and, like, almost kind of stale and too thin. Like, I need thick...
You don't like thin chips?
No, I need thick, salty chips that, with good, seasoned, chunky salsa. Do not give me watery...
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no.
The sad part is...
I'd never get that.
Yeah.
And I can deal with the chips at Mexican restaurants. Just put a little bit of salt on them. But if the salsa is watery, which 9 times out of 10 it is, more often than not, I cannot tolerate it. And I just like, have fun, you guys.
You can't do nothing about it.
Can't do a thing about it.
I feel that. Chips and queso for the win.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some music.
This week on Drop the Bop. You should have known it was coming. I'm sorry. I've held off as long as I could. I'm literally recommending the entire new IBC album. Just support Apostolic Content. They just released it. I can't spend the next 12 weeks going over different songs off their album. I will mention two specifically, and that is Better Than Good and Great Jehovah. Just because they are so good. They're back to back. They flow really well. And they get me literally shouting before I'm getting ready for work. So definitely recommend that album. Go check it out. Support our Bible colleges. Brother, do you have one on there that you particularly like?
Better Than Good is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I, at this time, have not listened to most of it.
Yeah.
The album, that is, not the song. But right. I also am a big fan of Magnify.
Yes.
Now, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to put all these songs on the Drop the Bop
Instagram. No, we're just going to share the album itself.
Yeah, so just make sure to go check that out because it would be unrealistic of our expectations of Delana.
Right.
To put all
this big project on her her first weekend.
Here you go.
Share all 12 of these songs.
she you know what she would do, though?
Apple Music and Spotify.
You know what she would do, though? She'd be like, okay, no problem. She would. She would be totally. I do. I think she'd be like totally willing
to
do it.
We should test that out.
We should not.
No, I definitely recommend that. Go check that out. That'll be on our Apple Music and Spotify Instagram story highlight. Decipher what I said among those words, please. And thank
you know what he meant. You know what he meant. You know why? You know why? Because we're your friends.
That's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, and please share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the description where you'll find a oh-so-short list that we've provided for your convenience. We thank you so very much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.
Give me rent.